time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Oh, the studio audience is really super excited for this review.
Listen to this.
As we have Stu in studio, along with Alana, who is surprisingly back. All right, getting into it, we heard that opener, and that means that we have Stu from Stu's Reviews. Let's get right into it. What you got for us, Stu?
I got a Prius here, a Toyota 2022 Prius Nightshade.
Well, let's talk about it. Is it, do you like it?
Well, of course. It's okay. Getting 51.7 miles per gallon.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Makes it nice with
I like this because they call it classic silver instead of just like regular silver. This is classic silver.
Classic. Wait till you see it out there.
I can't wait to go see it. Metallic paint with black Softex seating for five. And I think Toyota is the one that kind of penned that name, the Softex.
Yeah. It feels like leather. Looks like leather.
Does it smell like leather?
It doesn't smell like leather.
You didn't smell the
smell
seat?
Like
so
plastic,
the seat does not smell like leather?
It does not.
What's it smell like?
Plastic.
Oh, okay.
Naugahyde.
Seating for five, heated front bucket seats with dashboard mounted shifter. Oh, I can't wait to see this thing.
Yeah, a little wiggle thing on the dashboard there to pick out a gear.
And, of course, for such a tiny car, it weighs a bunch, almost like a full-size pickup, sitting at 3,000 pounds. But, of course, the batteries on that are pretty heavy.
Right. And 3,000 is about half a pickup, actually.
Wow. I'm talking about a small pickup without the engine.
It's pretty light, you know. Prius is built for gas mileage and economy.
Well, basically going to be kind of 106 and 180 inches long. Cargo space, surprisingly, at 27.4 cubic feet. So it's got some cargo space to it.
It's amazing back there. Yeah, it's
a little bit more than what I was thinking.
Put the seats down, you got 50.7 cubic feet.
Hmm. So you could fit quite a bit of stuff back there for a family, Stu? You think you could pack a bunch of bags in there and stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
And plenty of golf bags.
I wouldn't take a family in this thing. It's too tiny.
Oh, it's not tiny.
Yeah, you hate your family now. Just wait until you go on a trip with one of these. You'll really hate them.
They're
too close.
I don't know.
For a family?
You better take another look. It's just kind of medium. Probably 100 cubic foot of passenger space in there.
Yeah. Do you like your family, Alana?
I was going to say, it depends on how much you like your family, I think is what it is.
It's not a Suburban.
Prius, George.
We're going to go out and take a look at this thing because we're running out of time here. Here's Kenny Rogers, the gambler, right here on Pirate. When the dealing's done, right here on Pirate, it is Wednesday. It's Wednesday, September 21st. I'm tongue-tied because of all the strangers we have in the studio. Particular little Dickie Grease, and we'll probably say hi to him at some point in time. But getting right into it, because we're running out of time. Stu's Reviews, we went out and looked at this. So what year is this again?
2022.
Hang on. Do it now.
It's got about 800 miles on it.
Very nice. And 800 miles.
2022.
It's silver, and it has a black trim on it, which I really like.
Yeah, black wheels.
If you're an Oakland Raiders fan, you would like this car.
Black doorknobs.
Black doorknobs, everything. I mean, I think it looks pretty cool.
It actually is pretty cool. My wife freaked out when she saw it. It's pretty.
Okay.
Black wheels are 17-inch.
Okay.
Got Bridgestone tires on there, 215, 45, 17. It's front-wheel drive. It's not all-wheel drive. You could get that, I think, in one of these, but this one doesn't have it. The infotainment screen is 7-inch. It's not really that big, but it's adequate. Backup camera. Flatbed phone charger. I enjoyed that coming down the road today and keep my phone going. Heated steering wheel, I like that.
Yeah, I will like Colorado. That.
It's not quite in vogue yet. Would you say, Alana?
Oh, I said, yeah, those are nice for Colorado.
Oh, I love them thing. Nice stereo in there, Android, Apple integrations, capable radar cruise control, lane change alert, rear cross traffic alert, and blind spot warning. All the goodies. We see that every week on these cars, don't we, George?
Yep, 1.8-liter hybrid four-cylinder, with 121 horsepower, CVT transmission, front-wheel drive. And the fuel economy was again?
52 on that's actually combined, 54 in the town and 50 on the highway.
Very good.
And I already said I was getting 51.7. And the gas tank is 11.3, so you can go 565 miles before you need to stop and fill up.
Very good. And list price on this bad boy?
$31,056. It's built in Toyota HE Japan.
And monthly payments are only going to be about $560. So
save a lot on gas.
You sure do. Stu, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate you.
You bet. Bye, George.
Don't touch that dial. Great music coming up next.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.